Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a cool night across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that an expert warns the unresolved Iran war stems from what he calls Trump's mistake. He advises the U.S. and Israel to resume fighting. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that Iran has renewed missile and drone attacks on the UAE. Emirati officials assert their right to defend themselves. Also this hour, JNS notes that Lebanon's president insists on a security pact before meeting with Netanyahu. Talks are focused on a ceasefire and security deal. Separately, Axios shares that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump's peace ambitions. And finally, i24news_en reports that Israel is investigating new cyber threats against its infrastructure. Authorities are on high alert. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a regional analyst, posted just minutes ago that Lebanon's condemnation of Iran's attacks on the UAE marks a significant regional shift. Daniel Seidman, an expert on Jerusalem's geopolitics, noted that activists are pushing for the flags parade to end at the Temple Mount, despite it being a day reserved for Muslim prayer. Carmel Melamed, an Iranian-Israeli journalist, encouraged Iranians in Farsi not to lose hope, emphasizing that Israel stands firm against threats from Hezbollah and Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Benny Sabti, an Iran researcher at INSS, criticizes past U.S. policies for emboldening Tehran. He stresses that military pressure might be necessary to bring Iran back to negotiations. The situation remains tense, affecting regional security. Turning to the UAE, Ynet reports the Emirati defense systems are actively countering renewed Iranian attacks. Tensions have escalated for the second consecutive day. The UAE's firm response underscores the fragile peace in the Gulf. Meanwhile, JNS reports President Aoun of Lebanon emphasizes the need for a security pact before any direct talks with Israel. This follows rare discussions in Washington. The focus remains on achieving a lasting ceasefire amidst ongoing clashes. On the diplomatic front, Axios reveals Trump's announcement of a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This development could be a strategic move for broader peace talks with Iran. It presents both opportunities and challenges for regional diplomacy. In a related development, i24news_en reports that Israeli cybersecurity agencies are investigating new threats targeting critical infrastructure. The focus is on identifying the sources and mitigating potential damage. Vigilance is heightened as cyber warfare remains a significant concern. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that Israel's most expensive home is up for sale. Russian-Israeli oligarch Valery Kogan has reduced the price for his Caesarea mansion to $2.10 million. Separately, CTech shares that Israeli startup M6 Pharma is advancing mental health treatment using psychedelic mushrooms. The company has raised $3.6 million for clinical trials targeting PTSD, depression, and OCD. And finally, Walla Business highlights the Argus Fund's venture into Spanish real estate, transforming abandoned offices into luxury apartments. This marks a shift in investment focus from Berlin to Madrid. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.